Right. So last week we got cut off in the middle. Zoom kicked us out. We were talking about the Rambam Perek Hei of Yisodei Torah Halacha Aleph, right? We pointed out it was very weird that the Rambam presented Kiddush Hashem as doing Averos, right? Not what we'd expect. We would have thought school buses, we would have thought dying, something, but he did not talk about that. He talked about doing Averot because of the Chai Bahem to facilitate life. So we gave the explanation from Tversky, from Rabbi Soloveitchik, that what the Rambam seems to be telling us here is that one of two possible explanations, but both centered around the fact that living Al-Kiddush Hashem seems to be more powerful than dying Al-Kiddush Hashem. That the ideal Kiddush Hashem that you can do in the world is to live Al-Kiddush Hashem as opposed to die. Maybe one perspective was the demonstration of what the Torah's priorities are. I heard a Friday night Devar Torah speech that said that it's a shocking Taz. The Taz really says this. But really, Hashem's ideal is learning Torah, and the only reason Pikuach Nefesh is Doche is like very much a B'di'eved. That does not seem to be at all what this Rambam is saying. The Rambam seems to be striving against that. But the number one priority, the number one ideal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Torah and Mitzvot, is V'chai Bohem Rachmim Chesed Sholem Olam, a beautiful line in Hilchah Shabbos, in the Rambam Hilchah Shabbos, which really expands this perspective on Kiddush Hashem in Yisodei Torah Hey. A couple other makoros for this, which we didn't get to speak out last time, and towards the very end, after the Akedah, right? Avram and Yitzchak do their whole thing. The last line is Vayashav Avraham el Ne'arav Vayakumu Vayelchu Yachdav el Be'er Sheva Vayeshav Avram bi'Be'er Sheva. Right? So there's somebody clearly missing from that line, from that pasuk. Vayashav Avraham el Ne'arav. Who's not there? Post-Akeda?
Yitzchak.
Yeah, right. Well, the whole star of the story, according to some perspectives, was Yitzchak, and he just disappears. Where did he go? So Rashi and Vayikra, we may have mentioned this quickly. Rashi in Bichukosa, we just saw a couple of weeks ago. Zachartia es prisi Yaakov. Lama nimnu avos achoranis. Why did the Torah list the avos backwards? Yaakov, then Avram, Lomar, Kedai, who Yaakov, Akaton, Lekach. As if to say that even Yaakov, who's the smallest of the avos, his luchos should be enough to save us. V'imenu Kedai, Hari Yitzchak, Imo, V'imenu Kedai, Hari Avram, Imo, Shehu Kedai. V'lamalo never is a chir be Yitzchak. Why did Hashem say, V'zacharti esri si, Mosev is Zacharti esri si Yaakov, V'av esri si Yitzchak, V'av esri si Avram as score. There's no mention of Zachira, Yitzchak, only by Avram and Yaakov. Ella afarosh al Yitzchak nira al defanai k'tavuru munach al hamizbeach. Hashem considers the ashes of Yitzchak as if they're piled up in front of Hashem on the mizbeach all the time. So there's no need for zechira. It's like a Yitzchak never left the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Now, what does that mean? There was no ashes of Yitzchak. What do you mean afarosh al Yitzchak? He never got burned. That was the whole point of the Akedah. Hashem said, stop. So he suggested, or Tversky suggested, that Yitzchak lived his life as a carbon olah. He lived his life living Al Kiddush Hashem, and therefore it's Ki'ilu, he was Mekayim, this idea of dying Al Kiddush Hashem, but he did it with his entire life. If you skip to the end of Perek Hey of Yisodei HaTorah, just turn a couple of pages to the very last halacha, we'll see this idea again. You'll see a very similar idea. The second half of that last halacha, he says, Yesh Devarim Shein Bechlal Chilul Hashem V'hu Sheyaseh Osam Adam Gadol BaTorah Mufursim Mechasidus Devarim Shabrios Meranim Achara Bishvilam V'yaf Bishenin Averos Hariz Achilas Hashem. A person who's known as like a Torah personality, but is not the most refined in the way he interacts with people. He gives a bunch of examples. Skip to the middle. V'chein Im Dikte Kachach Malatma V'haya Dibura B'nachasim Abrios V'dayto Me'ureves Imahem U'mekab The flip side of what we just described, if you have a chacham, a Torah personality who interacts nicely with people, people like him, he accepts them, b'sefer panim yafos, he greets them with simcha, he's excited to see them, mechabed lahen v'afilu mekilin lo, he gives them kavod even if they don't respond in kind, nosei v'nosin ba'amuna, he's honest and trustworthy, lo yarba ba'arichos ameheretz v'yeshiva son, let's say that he uses his time well, he doesn't waste his time, lo yare tamid ala osik b'torah to b'tzitzis muhtar keter b'tfilin v'osu b'chol ma'isav l'fnim yishur. Somebody who's known as a Torah personality, somebody who represents Torah, like a Ben Yeshiva, definitely nowadays, He doesn't go crazy. He's not like seen as a nutso. He's somebody who's part of the amcha, he's part of the people. But still, he's an incredible person that people just want to be close to, people want to like. Everybody praises him. People love him. They desire to be like him. This guy has kidesh es Hashem. With his, just the way he is, his personality, the way he is day-to-day life, he's being mekadesh Hashem every second. And this is how we end off the entire parak on kidesh Hashem. By Yomer Li, Avdi Ata Yisrael, Asher Becha Et Pa'ar. Hashem says to us, to Bnei Yisrael, Avdi Ati Yisrael, you Bnei Yisrael are my Eved, Asher Becha Et Pa'ar. Through you, I will be glorified. This is like in one line, this is the mission statement of what it means to be the Jewish people, what it means to be a real Eved Hashem. An Eved Hashem is somebody who represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and through that, we have the opportunity to be Mitba'er Shem Hashem, to be Mitba'er Hashem himself, to glorify him, to give him a good name, to show the entire world, I think we've said before, what a God-centered life looks like. So this last halacha in the Rambam Hilchos, Kiddush Hashem, is telling us how should you live your life al Kiddush Hashem. It's not about dying al Kiddush Hashem. That's a misconception. We do that when the time calls for it, and that's obviously important when necessary, but it's very much b'di'evit. We don't strive for that. We want to live our lives al Kiddush Hashem. That very much is in line with what we're trying to do with our lives, as opposed to just looking to end it and in a flash, looking to end it with a sound and light show to die al Kiddush Hashem. We'd rather live al Kiddush Hashem that accomplishes much more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. One more thing that Rav Twersky pointed out. If you flip back to Perek Beis, when we were talking about Ava in Yesodei HaTorah, Ava Hashem, Rav Twersky pointed out an incredible parallelism in the words connected to this halacha. It should have been... Yeah, in the beginning of Beis Beis, in Yesodei HaTorah, V'heyach yadarech la'avaso v'yiraso, what's the path towards Abba and Yiras Hashem? B'shashi yizbonin ha'adam b'maysav uv'ruav ha'niflaim ha'gadolim v'yira miyam chachmaso she'im la'arech locates. When a person sees the world that Hashem created, amazing, fantastic, incredible world, miyad hu ohev u'mishabeach, what are those adjectives that the Rambam used in Beis Beis? And let's compare them to the adjectives in Hey Yud Aleph. The end of Hey Yud Aleph, Hakol Mekal Sunoso, right? Praising. Ohavim, loving, Misavim, and desiring. I think that's 3 out of 4. No? Mekal Sun. Let's see, let's compare. Mishabeach and Mekales are basically the same thing. They both mean praise. Misave, Ohev is there, Ohev and Ohevim Oso, and Misave, Taiv Gedola, Misave and Lemaisa. The Rambam very specifically chose the 3 of the 4 exact adjectives that he used to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the feelings that a person gets as he gets to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam used the exact same 3 adjectives when we're talking about a person's interaction with a Talmid Chacham, a Torah personality who represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam seems to be saying that what level or what role can a person play in the world? There's this almost direct impact in the way a person can be impacted by Hashem and the way a person can be impacted by Basar V'dam. The way a person can be impacted by somebody who represents Torah, represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, that's an incredible, I guess, a power, but it's also an incredible responsibility, the impact that you can have on the people around you, the impact you can have on the rest of the world. And it takes somebody like Rav Twersky, who knows the Rambam that well, to be able to pick up on that parallel, those 3 adjectives. Mekalsin, Oavim, Umisavim, Lemaisav. Good? Thumbs up?
Yeah. Which one was it missing?
Which was the one
that didn't match?
It's interesting why this one is not there. The one that was not there was Mifa'er. Ohev u'mishabeach u'mifa'er u'misavetai v'gdola. So why is Pe'er something that's reserved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not experienced when you're interacting with Talmid Chacham? That's a great question. I don't remember the answer to that, but I think it's a definitely valid question. Shkar. Okay. One more thing, which we're going to need Avas... this Yesodei HaTorah Beis again. If we go back to Yesodei HaTorah Hey Aleph, there was a little bit of a extraneous lashon that I think we pointed out. Kol Beis Yisrael, back in Hey Aleph, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem Hagadol Hazeh. Right, we pointed out, what's the point of the Rambam using that extra descriptor, Hashem Hagadol Hazeh? Do you really need to stress to me how great Hashem Hashem is? What's the point of the Rambam making this point? So again, he pointed back to earlier in Yisodi HaTorah. Earlier in Yisodi HaTorah, but definitely in Aleph, in Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, you see this also. We seem to flip from talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Most of the time we're talking about Hashem himself. And then suddenly in Beis Aleph, Beis Beis, we switch to talking about Shem Hashem. And we'll use Beis Aleph as the example. Akel, Hanichbad, V'Hanorah Hazeh, the one that we just spoke about in Perek Aleph. Mitzvah, Le'ahavo, Uli'ira Mimenu. Right? We have a mitzvah to love Hashem, to fear, to have awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the pasuk, we have to es Hashem lokacha, es Hashem lokacha tira. We're talking about direct Hashem himself, directly Hashem. V'heyach yaderach la'avaso v'yiraso. How should I get to Ava and Yira? V'shash yizbonin ha'adam b'maisa v'vrua. We just read this. Miyadu o'wev v'mushabeach m'far misavet ha'va gadola le'da Hashem ha'gadol. So right there, the Rambam switches from talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Avaso v'yiraso, to talking about Shem Hashem. So why the switch? Right, Tversky pointed out the descriptor of Hashem HaGadol, that's presumably what the Rambam was pushing us back to. In Hey Aleph, when he used that exact same title of Hashem HaGadol Hazeh, he was telling us, stop a second, look back at Beis, where I just used that exact same phrase, Hashem HaGadol. The question we have to ask is, why are we stopping to talk about Hashem himself, Avaso v'yiraso, and starting to talk about Shem Hashem? So Tversky suggested that we have to kind of know our place. We have to know the reality of what we're dealing with. We can develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can have Avas Hashem, we can have Yiras Hashem. But when it comes to Yedias Hashem, the entire last parak was trying to make the point that that is impossible. A baser v'dam is never going to fully understand or really have any sort of hasaga, any sort of appreciation for what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. We're physically spiritual. It's just not doable. The most we can do, the farthest that we can go, is to be yodea the Shem Hashem. What is the Shem Hashem? What's a name in general, right? What's your name?
Way of identification.
Right. Why is that helpful in society? What does that do?
Allows people to communicate with each other clearly and get each other's attention.
Right. If we're interacting with each other, it allows me to communicate with you. Even more than that, let's say I want to reference you in a different context, right? I want to tell a story that Ben did like last week. How am I gonna tell that story? How am I gonna identify you? What's the handle that you present to the world? That's your name. The way that everybody is able to know who we're dealing with, who we're talking about, instead of me trying to have to describe Ben Antosofsky in a very specific way, the glasses and the earbuds and the sweater would probably work. But if we're being very specific, how are we supposed to do that? I use your name. Your name is the handle that you present to the rest of the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and we're going to talk about that in the next parak of Yisod HaTorah, parak Vav, that's the closest we can get to being masig, to understanding Hashem. So when we talk about Yedia, that's where we have to switch. We're not talking about Hashem himself anymore. We're appreciating that we can't actually understand Hashem. All we can do is understand Hashem HaGadol Hazeh. Kiddush Hashem does the same thing. There's a potential misunderstanding. What am I actually being Mekadesh right now? When I'm making a Kiddush Hashem in the world, what am I actually doing? How closely are my actions affecting, let's say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
They're not.
Yes, beautiful, right? That's exactly the point. That you need to realize that you're not being Mekadesh Hashem the way you can be Mekadesh Shabbos, even though it's the same term. They're coming from totally different places. Well, Shabbos is a bad example. Let's say Mekadesh Yantiv, right? We are the ones who bring Kedushah to Yantiv. Without our declaration, in a certain sense, Yantiv would be missing its Kedushah. Kedushas Yantiv comes from Kedushas Klal Yisrael. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's very much not what happens. We're not Mekadesh Hashem. Hashem is Kadosh B'Kaima. He's Kadosh as it is because of who he is, because of what he is. All we can do, all we can hope to do is Mekadesh Shemo Ba'olam. What's our role? What are we looking to accomplish? To be Mekadesh Shem Hashem in the world, we can change the world's perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can help them understand how good Hashem is, but again, switching to be Mekadesh Hashem HaGadol HaZeh helps us appreciate what exactly we're looking to accomplish. We're not being Mekadesh Hashem directly, we're being Mekadesh Shemo, Shem HaGadol HaZeh, Ba'olam. There's one more, I think, awesome like reference, and this is like, when you notice these types of things, you kind of get the feeling that the Rambam's like, I don't know, either smiling up in Shemayim at you, like, great, you found that one. It's like an Easter egg that they hide in video games. But if you flip to Hilchos Brachos, it's in Sefer Ava, so you guys may not have it, and not all Girsos actually have it this way. So if you have a Frankel, you may not have this, but some of the other Girsos might. So whether it's a real word or not is up in the air. So Yosef, you should have it. Go to the Hakdama of Hilchos Brachos. It should be like the fourth or fifth section in Ava.
How would I find the Hakdama on Sfaria?
I think it's the first thing. I don't know if they put it. It's
where it wouldn't be under Hilchos Brachos because that starts with the first part.
No, so then I guess they left it out. But when he lists the mitzvos, right, he says, here's the section, there, the common mitzvos essay, common mitzvos los essay in each one. Yosef, you have
it? Give me 1 second.
Hey, Tom, you got it?
Yeah, I found out.
You got it?
So you just have the one line.
Yeah, it is one line. What's your gear? So what do you have?
Okay. Mitzvos essay achas, hilavarish essay shim, agadol, vakadosh, achar, achila.
Very good. Right. So what I guess could have been left out? What did not need to be there in this intro to Hilchos Brachos? Exact same thing, right? Hashem HaGadol VeHaKadosh Achar Achila. Why is the Rambam telling me HaGadol VeHaKadosh? I don't need that. Mitzvah Asei Achas LeLevareches Hashem Achar Achila. So this is it seems like very much another reference that the Rambam was giving us. He, in Yisodei Torah Beis, he gave me Hashem HaGadol. In Hey Aleph, he gives me again Hashem HaGadol HaZeh. And after talking about Kiddush Hashem, we go from Hashem HaGadol to Hashem HaGadol VeHaKadosh. And now that's what comes up in Hilchos Brachos, right? And the next Sefer and Sefer Ava, we have Hashem, HaGadol VaKadosh. Again, not all Girsos have this, but it seems to be a very nice reference of like our developing our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu over time. The Rav in the Rav Shechter, in his Sefer on Shiurim of the Rav, in Hilchos Kriya Shema and Tefillah, he points this out. Incredible, incredible point. He develops it very, very nicely. We're not going to go into that now, but I thought it was a fantastic point based on what we pointed out about Hashem and Hashem HaGadol. Okay. Questions? We're good? Okay, so just to zoom out a little bit, if you flip back to the beginning, again, looking at the Hakdama, looking at the beginning of Yesodei HaTorah, what have we been doing till now? I think we can see a common denominator, a common theme. What types of things make it into Yesodei HaTorah? Right? This would have to be the top of the top, the elite section. What makes it into this opening section of Torah Sheba'al Peh, of the Rambam's Yad HaChazaka? The Rambam tells you, I think he makes it pretty clear for you in the Hakdama when he tells you which mitzvahs he's including. Right? There are definitely ways to present each mitzvah, and he makes conscious choices when he's presenting them. So try to flip over to the Hakdama of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the same section where he introduces each mitzvah, and tell me if you see a common denominator. I'm going to read it out. Tell me if you notice anything. Yesh b'chlolin eser mitzvos, sheish mitzvos esei, arba mitzvos los esei, v'zeu praton. 6 and 4, here are the details. Leida, sheyesh sham Eloha, to know there's a God. Shelo yal machshav sheyesh sham Eloha acher zu la'asei Hashem, to not think that there's anything else other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. 3, liyachdo yichud Hashem. 4, avas Hashem. 5 is yira mimenu, okay? The number 6 is Lekadesh Shemo. Number 7, Shelo Lechalel Shemo. Number 8, Shelo La'abed Devarim Shenikra Shemo Alehem. Number 9, Lishmo Min HaNavi Hamedaber Bishmo. And 10, Shelo Linasoso. All right, so not to be Mekadesh Hashem, not to be Mechalel Hashem. Don't destroy things that we have... pronounce his name on Shem Hashem. Don't destroy Shem Hashem. To listen to a Navi who speaks in his name, and don't test Hashem, which in the halachos, it turns out that you're not supposed to test a Navi. You're not supposed to overly test a Navi. Don't go too far. What's the common denominator here?
Yeah.
None of them are Kiddush Hashem or Mechal Hashem. It's all his name.
Say again. I think at the end you said it.
It's not Kiddush Hashem or Lola Chalol Hashem or Lishmo Nevi Medaber Hashem. It's all Bishmo.
Right. The entire section, I think, Eitan, this is what you're saying. You were either talking about Hashem directly, right? Like we said about Ava and Yiras Hashem, or we're talking about Shem Hashem, Lekadeh Shmo, Lechalol Shmo, Nevi Devarim Shnikraim Shmo Alehem, Lishmo Minanavi Hamadaber Bishmo. The entire Yisodei Torah is the ways we interact directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or in like a kind of a one step down, Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either presenting his name to the world or interacting with things which have been Nikra Shmo Alav. Shmo, 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 Shem Hashem, either Hashem himself or Shem Hashem, seems to be the foundation or the general point of Yisodei HaTorah. What's cool is that Deos, the next section, is going to kind of take this theme or this idea one step further. That Yisodei HaTorah is all about us interacting or building a relationship with Hashem. Ava, Yira, Kiddush Hashem, listening to Nevi'im who are speaking in Shem Hashem, things like that. The next section kind of moves a little bit away from Hashem directly, but says, how have you been impacted by that exposure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Shmo Sav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? Deos is going to be, what does a God-centered life look like? Biprat. What does a God-centered look like for me? How do I act? What kind of midos do I have? How do I control my taivos and things like that? As a direct offshoot of Yisodei HaTorah, which was our exposure to Hashem, our relationship with Hashem directly, or one step under Shmo Sav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So sometimes people like to criticize Judaism, it's an important frustration. It means that you're thinking deeply. But like, we don't talk about Hashem enough, right? We never really talk about God. It's all about ritual. It's all about law. You have to keep this halacha, that halacha. Don't pull the chicken from the bone. Don't pull the bone from the chicken on Shabbos. You have to pull the chicken from the bone. You can't eat the watermelon normally. You have to put it in your mouth and then spit out the seeds. Everything is about the details, and we don't really address the big picture stuff. And I'm not saying this is the point of the Rambam, but the idea that we can get when we open up this Rambam, what does the Rambam think is like rule number one, is the most important concept that we need to get down? What does he put as the Yisodei HaTorah? The entire thing, literally the entire section is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ava, Yira, Nevi'im who speak to us through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that Hashem speaks to us in the first place is a shocking idea. The Rambam felt that was the foundation of the entire religion, and that's what he put into Yisodei HaTorah. So if you ever get that feeling, like, why is it all about minutia? The Rambam is telling you, zoom out a little bit. You have to remember the framework that those halachos are meant to fit into. We're not saying they're not important, pasha that they are important, but they need to be located as part of a broader relationship. The religion was never supposed to be do this, don't do that. It's never meant to be about law. It's meant to be about relationship. It's meant to be about Ava and Yira. Halachos are what help us kind of facilitate or work on that relationship. They're binding. We have to do them. And we appreciate why we have to do them. Hopefully we'll talk about that over time. But to remember the order, priority order that the Rambam is giving things. Okay, the rest of Yisodei HaTorah talks about, well, Vav really just tells you about different shmos of Shel Hashem, which obviously fits very nicely with what we just said. You should interact with shmos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu with respect. One thing that he says is, he's going to say that later. Okay, fine. Then 7, 8, 9, and 10 are all about Nevuah. He talks about how to become a Navi. That's pretty cool. Primer on becoming a Navi, learn a lot of Torah, and put yourself in the right frame of mind. Interesting how much he attributes, and this we see this in other places also, but you need to be in a good mood, a happy mood, positive mood, in order to actually receive Nevuah. B'nai Nevi'im that are referenced sometimes in Tanakh are people who are trying to get to the point where they're able to experience Nevuah. So if you want to do that, then learn those prakim. It talks about what was so unique about Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu, he spoke to Hashem in ways that other Nevi'im couldn't even be masig. Instead of using Mishalim, he had direct interactions. A few ideas there. And that's a couple of the dinim that we should know about Nevi'im. They're allowed to be, they're not allowed to be mechadish halachos. They are allowed to temporarily, that's the crucial idea, they're allowed to temporarily uproot certain mitzvos. The classic example is Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel. He brought a karban during Zman Bayis outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That should have been a pretty big avera. But since it was only temporary, then Nevi'im do have permission to be Oker Davar Min HaTorah, as long as it's clear that it's temporary and not permanent. Okay, some hilchos nevuah for you with that. Again, the way the Rambam presented that, these are people who speak b'shem Hashem. That's an incredibly important idea for us to recognize that we have that, at least the opportunity for that interaction, that direct interaction with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is why you put it into Yesod HaTorah. Okay, so hilchos deos. Hilchos deos is kind of the Rambam's Musar Sefer. Deos for the Rambam is midos. And the Rambam tells us why, sort of tells us or explains why this one comes second in the list, why he decided to put deos immediately after Yesod HaTorah, which itself is an incredibly powerful value statement, that midos have such a strong role to play in the, let's say, the Judaism and the halachic system. Whatever, he explains in Aleph Dalet. Ready? Aleph Dalet of deos. He gives a little bit of introduction. Everybody has different midos. Fine. Aleph Dalet Hadarcha Yeshara Humida Beinonis. The proper path that everybody should take is a mida beinonis, is the kind of the middle path, the golden path. Shebechol deo v'deo mikol hadeos yeshul adam. In every single mida, every single trait or attribute that a person has. V'hi hadeo shirichoka mishtak etzavos richok shaveh. That's literally, he means literally the middle path. There are two extremes. You can be a huge Baal Gaivar. You could be a total wallflower, a total pushover. Neither of those are, well, Gaivanov is not actually not a good example. You can be a huge Baal Taiba, or you could be somebody who has zero interest in Hanos Olam Hazeh. The Rambam says you even for something like that, you should take the middle road. You should take the middle path. You should... you shouldn't let your life be ruled by taiva, but at the same time, you should take care of yourself and enjoy the things that you're eating. Ein akrova, and obviously be mishaveh Hashem for that. Ein akrova luzu. Lefichach, tzivu chacham harishon, mshe adam sham de osef tamid. A person should evaluate his midos all the time. Umishaer osam, umachavin osam medarachem tzais, and he should try to get them into the middle. Kedei sheyehei shalem begufo. That's going to lead to be shalem begufo, that's gonna be the most productive life for you. Ketzad, what does this mean? Lo yehe ba'al chema noach lichos, v'lo kemeis sheinu margish. Don't be somebody who flies off the handle every 5 seconds. You're always getting upset. You also shouldn't be like a dead guy who has no emotions. Ela banerni, you should be regular. Lo yichos el al davar gadol shorei lichos alav. You should get upset about things where it makes sense to get upset. Kedesh lo yasek yotibo pamachayres, and that's gonna to illustrate, to help another person understand that they did something wrong and they shouldn't do it again. He'll talk about Kass later on in this parak or the next parak. Kass, he actually says it's better to move more towards one side, but I think the point he's making here is don't go to either extreme. You do want somewhere in the middle. In Halacha Hey, towards the end, Mitzuvim Anu Laleches B'Durachim Eilu HaBeinonim V'Heim HaDurachim HaTovim B'Yesharim She'ne'emar V'Halachta B'Durachav. What mitzvah, what pasuk does he connect this idea of the mida beinonis to working on your midos to? Which pasuk?
V'alachta b'drachav.
Right. Well, what does that mean? What is v'alachta b'drachav?
Following Hashem's ways.
Right. V'alachta b'drachav. Again, like we said at the end of Yesod HaTorah, we're taking our direct interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we know about Hashem, and we're using that to fix our own lives. We're saying we want to become as godly as we can, follow the ways of Hashem. He explains, he expands in Halacha Vav. Kach lamdu b'perish mitzvah zu. Mahu nikra chanun, afatah hayei chanun. Mahu nikra rachum, afatah hayei rachum. Mahu nikra kadosh, afatah hayei kadosh. Every name, every description, every appellation given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the goal of that is for us to know what are midos that we can work on for ourselves. When we go through the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, we say, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum Echanun, that's meant to be a call to me, to every single individual, to say, become more godlike. Whatever it means to be a Rachum, you need to work on that for yourself. Whatever it means to be Erech HaPayim, work on that for yourself. The more we can make ourselves like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the better the world's going to be, the better we're going to be. That's the Derech HaTov, that's the Midah Beinonis, that's what we're striving for in terms of Avodas HaMidos, to become more like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A mitzvah gedola, you can understand why that's so incredibly powerful. Halacha Zayin, the Rambam gives us the suggestion is how to actually make this happen. We'll talk about this in Beis Aleph also. Ketzad yargil adam atzma v'deos elu. Ketzad, comma. How do you do this? Yargil adam atzma v'deos elu achik vubo. Basically, habituation, do these things over and over again until they become kavua b'nafshecha. The principle of the Sefer HaChinuch, acharei ha'pu'ulos nimshachem halavavos, the more you do an action, the more it's going to become ingrained in who you are and your personality. Yaseh, v'yashaneh, v'yashalesh b'maisim sh'osal p'yadeus ha'mtayos v'yachzor b'hem tamid. You can think to yourself, I know this guy is in general, he's an incredible he's a great Baal Tzedakah. He's very generous. He's not crazy. He doesn't give away every last dollar. He's a great Baal Tzedakah. What would he do when he's walking down to the Kotel? Would he give everybody $100? Mistaminat. Would he just ignore them? Also mistaminat. What would he do? Maybe the Kotel is a bad example, but the people who actually do need money and are not trying to mess with you and just.
Shosh definitely has her opinion on this one.
What?
Shosh.
She knows. She knows.
Everybody so
knows.
That might actually be the first thing she told us.
Yeah, it was.
Don't give them any of your money.
I guess because everybody has their shliach mitzvah money, so she wants to make sure it gets out there. All right. So find a generous person who knows what he's doing and gives it to the right people. And how would he act? So you try to push yourselves to do those things, even though you recognize that it's fake and you don't actually feel that you don't want to give the tzedakah or whatever it is. Yasev yishana v'yishalish v'maisim shosal p'yadeus v'mtayos. Habituate yourself to do the things that you know are right. V'yachzor b'mtamid atchiu amaisim kalim alav v'lo yeh b'mtareach alav v'yikbu hadeos b'nasho. Through that practice, we're talking about practice, doing it over and over again. That's going to be koveya benafshecha, and then you'll have acquired that midah. So he continues. He says this is called derech Hashem. Vishalom and Avram Avinu Labanov. Avram Avinu taught this to his kids. Shneimar, one of the most important psukim. Ki yedativ l'man Hashem in a certain sense explains why he has his relationship, why he chose Avram Avinu. Ki yedativ l'man Hashem yitzaveh esbenov esbias beisoach harai leilech v'derech Hashem. What is this Leilech v'derech Hashem that Avram taught his household? It was this idea of the Avodas Hamidos, of the Midah Beinunis. Good. The one more thing I think we're going to do for today is Beis Aleph. The Rambam gives us incredibly practical anhaga of what should we do if we know that we're not exactly found in the Midah Beinunis right now. We're much more to one side. If Kaas is our problem, if Gaiva is our problem, whichever one it is, what can we practically do to fix those problems? So he says, Chole Haguf, Tomim Hamar Matok Umatok Mar. Well, when a person is sick, when you have the flu, when you have a cold, whatever it is, one of the side effects of that experience is that things which are generally bitter taste sweet. Things which are generally sweet taste bad. Taste bitter. Your whole body, your whole taste is, all your taste buds are messed up and you don't know what's good for you. You don't want the things which will help you. You only want the things that are bad for you. That's a sign of sickness. And if you don't even realize that, that's just a sign of how sick you are and how far you need to go in order to actually get better. So the Rambam says you have the same problem with midos. There's some people who are so far gone. There's some people who are so far to one side that they don't even recognize they have a problem. They don't even realize that they have an issue. I'm Baal Gaiva. I'm supposed to be a Baal Gaiva. It's positive. I'm the best guy in the room, whatever the justification is. But they don't even realize they have an issue. So what are you supposed to do in these types of situations? Yelchu etzel hachachamim shehein rofei hanafashos. It's a awesome line. Go to the chachamim who are the rofei hanafashos. Right? When you're sick, you go to a doctor. The Rambam was a doctor. Same way when you're sick, you go to a doctor. Even when you're healthy, you go for well visits to make sure that there's nothing wrong. So the Rambam says everybody should have a chacham. Everybody should have a Rebbe that they go to and get these spiritual checkups the same way you get a physical checkup. These chachamim, the rofei hanafashos, will be able to tell you, hey man, you've got something growing over there. You really need to take some medicine and fix that. You have something wrong. You have a midah that's totally out of whack. You need to make sure that gets taken care of. But I think the Rambam in a different place says it's a mitzvah to have a chacham that you have a relationship with who will give you mussar. Every town should have somebody where there's a chacham who's able to give mussar and say, this is something that we're doing wrong. This is something that we need to do better at. Everybody should watch Rabbi Rothwack's Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. It's on YouTube. He gave mussar to the entire modern Orthodox community. It was fire. If you haven't watched it yet, you should definitely pull it up. It was awesome. Coronavirus situation, not explaining reasons, but things that we can kind of take away as an example of a chacham who can really give starker muser, fire muser. So ketzad hi refuah sam. So I understand I'm supposed to go to the chacham and figure out if I have a problem, but what's the treatment, right? What's the in extreme situations? I don't know. What's the medicine? What's the therapy that I need to do? Mishu, we'll skip to the end. This is Beis Perek Beis of Deos. At the end of the halacha, he says al kavze yase b'shar kol adeos. For every midah, do the following. Im haya rachok lekotze ha'echad. If you're to one extreme, yarchik atzmo lekotze asheni. You need to push yourself all the way to the other extreme, to the other end. V'yinhog bo zman rava tiyachzer bo lederach hatova. Hang out at that extreme, at the second extreme, for a long time until you kind of fix yourself. And then then you can let yourself move back into the middle and you'll be able to stay there. This can be called the paperclip principle, right? If you bend a paperclip out of shape, it's almost impossible to get it back into shape. The only way you're actually going to get it back to the way it was before is by bending it way past where it was. And then you let go, you hold it there for a little bit, you let go, then it moves over and hopefully will end up back in the middle or back where it's supposed to be. If you only move the paperclip back to where you want it to be and then let go, obviously we know it just jumps right back to where you bent it. The only way to fix that paperclip is to bend it farther to the extreme, hold it there for a little bit, and then let it bounce back. So the Rambam says we have the same idea by midos. If you know you're in extra kasan, you need to force yourself to go to the other extreme, hang out there for a month or so, a year, whatever it takes, and then you can let yourself get back into the middle, but you need to spend some time at the extreme. Rav Terigin mentioned this in his Vayichan program, couples talk with David Lichtenstein. He spoke about this principle. It's very important in terms of Avodas Hamidos, but we're going to stop here. All right, so I think we'll pick up next week, moving through Deos and hopefully getting into the Yisodei Torah. We're about to get kicked out. But have a great Shavuos, everybody. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you. Shkoyach, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, too.